This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Minor levels of harmful compounds, known as forever chemicals, have been detected in Leadville in Lake County. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
Water sampling by the environmental nonprofit Blue Elements found minor levels of PFAS across 8 sites in Lake County, but the state-funded study found no detectable levels in Leadville's drinking water. PFAS are human-made chemicals found in thousands of products, and some of them can cause serious health effects. Emily Osborne, Blue Elements Executive Director, hopes this funding continues so they can figure out exact sources of contamination.
Is it coming from their house or is it coming from the environment? We want to trace it back to the source.
In April, the EPA finalized rules to reduce exposure to 6 harmful PFAS in the country's public drinking water. Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
A Denver City Council committee gave initial approval to a proposal to ban the sale of all flavored tobacco products in the city. That includes flavored e-cigarettes, menthol cigarettes, flavored chew, and more. Jody Radke is the Rocky Mountain Regional Director of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
Denver's influential to Colorado, but it's also important to the nation because it really does create momentum and inspiration for others who liken themselves to Denver.
Industry, convenience stores, and vape shops oppose it, saying it'll limit adult consumer choices. Coloradans received 20% more money in insurance claims this fiscal year than last. Officials chalk it up to better awareness of free help offered by the state's Division of Insurance. They say Coloradans dealing with issues tied to the Marshall Fire and other natural disasters are still eligible to get help. This is CPR News.